This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, many of you guys have read about this doctor in Georgia. There was a Georgia doctor who allegedly threatened to slit her employees' throats and cut off a worker's head, rolling it down the hallway. Now, we're talking about a doctor. You don't go through high school, and then college, and then medical school, and then residency, and then any other form of postgraduate training, just to then get into an office and want to kill who you're working with, okay? I mean, you would think that if she was on edge, that would have showed up sometime during her training. But this is very, very interesting. She has been, I believe, a physician for almost 30 years. She's a doctor in Georgia, and she has been charged with making terrorist threats, after she allegedly threatened to slit her employees' throats. Marion Antoinette Patterson. She's a family practice doctor, like me, family practice. She's worked in the Valdosta area for almost 30 years, and according to WCTV and Fox News, authorities responded to Patterson's South Georgia practice on February 21 after reports of a disturbance. Patterson, according to authorities, told employees that she would slit their throats. She allegedly even told one worker she was going to cut her head off and roll it down the hallway, and then call the employees' children to show them. This is some sick stuff. Then the doctor allegedly grabbed at least one employee and threw a catalog, reflex hammer, and prescription bottles, along with trying to throw a large potted plant. Okay, this woman just lost it. Patterson also tossed water on two employees, according to the Lowndes County Sheriff's Office. Now, people's bosses go berserk. We've seen it. We've been witness to bosses doing stupid stuff. But, I mean, this is bad. Sheriff Ashley Paul called Patterson's situation unfortunate and blamed issues happening in her life for her actions. It's unfortunate that some factors in her life have brought about some emotional problems, I feel like. I hope this is something she can put behind her because she has a lot of patients, a lot of people that trust her as a doctor. I don't know if she's still going to be able to practice. One outburst like this is enough to make you lose your license. Patterson's medical license was temporarily suspended back in March, according to Georgia Composite Medical Board records. WCTV reported the board mentioned the February 21 incident in the suspension order and reportedly said it had received allegations that Patterson had been under the influence at the office several times. So what, was she drunk? Now, I'm looking at a picture of her. She doesn't look very happy. She looks like she's had one too many Obamacare insurance forms. Okay, I'm sorry, sorry. I cannot blame this on Obamacare. I cannot. Okay, as an employer, have I ever gotten mad at my staff? Well, yeah, you always get mad. You get mad at your staff, you get mad at your bosses, you get mad at your husband, you get mad at your wife, you get mad at your kids. We can all get mad. Getting mad is okay. Acting out that anger, right? Saying stupid things, bringing up topics of violence, no, that's not allowed. But you're allowed to get angry. We get angry. I got so mad at my staff one day because I had a patient who we were really concerned about breast cancer. It was a mass that she had in her breast. It's a new patient she had found. And the mammogram was supposed to have gotten ordered. Then I was supposed to get the results immediately so I could call the patient, you know, by the next day. because the radiology place couldn't do a stat mammogram. You know, and so, you know, the patient called, and we had this planned out. Everything was just planned out. Patient's like, look, what's going on? You know, I was in the room with the patient, so the nurse is like, somebody keeps calling about her mammogram. I'm like, oh, hell no. The woman is scared that she's got cancer. Did you guys get the results yet? The results of what? The lady's mammogram. Oh, she had one? I'm like, we just talked about this. Yeah, I get mad. Did I ever raise my voice? Of course. Are you kidding me? Can we please get the mammogram results? Please. It's interesting. When people know I'm mad, it's when my voice gets really low. I don't like to yell and scream. I know it seems like I do. I'm like, what? My voice gets low. My kids, my husband, my friends know that once I start to lower my voice, there is about to be a poop storm. So then I go, can somebody please call the radiology department and get her mammogram results? Five people started running around. They're like, all right, I got it. Then, please give the results to me. But if you're in a room with a patient, do you want us to knock? I had said earlier, you will knock and let me know so I can at least look at them and tell you what to tell the patient. Which patient? I was like, hell no. Okay, and then that's when you lose it. All right. So things happen. You get frustrated. And I have to tell you, you know, I don't work in medical practice anymore because now I teach. I do my radio show and then I teach. And so one of the reliefs I had, you know, of closing my office wasn't so much the Obamacare and the insurance companies and all the BS with the coding and, you know, the lack of input that we doctors have to a patient's medical future, but was the staff year after year started getting worse, you know, in terms of my having to always be on top of them, baby them. They were always on the phones. They were always on Facebook or on social media or playing a game. And I'm like, do we have the lab results yet? Did we call the patient on the lab results yet? Did you make sure that when we got the lab results, everything I ordered was on there? Did they skip the PSA? And, you know, it just got harder, which is unfortunately why many employers are going to move towards automation. So this woman just lost it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is interesting. Diana wrote that this happened back at Christmas, and I got this email a little while ago, but I want to bring it up because I think it's kind of interesting to talk about. So Diana wrote, around Christmas, the following happened. Can you imagine? We're coming into May. Gosh, the year's going by so fast. She goes, around Christmas, the following happened. One of the supervisors went on a rant yelling at two women in their cubbies, and then went into cubbies. I like how the word cubbies is used. See, cubbies used to be like in kindergarten, you had like a little cubby where you put your stuff in. So I guess cubbies is where you work now. Don't know how you fit into a cubby. I couldn't get one thigh into a cubby. My guess is cubicles. Anyway, One of the supervisors went on a rant, yelled at two women in their cubbies, and then went to another manager's office, yelled, and pushed papers off his desk. He then went back to his office, and through the glass we could see him fall asleep. What is that? Drugs? What drug would make you manic and then fall asleep? Since he did this to women, would this fall under a Title IX? Okay, so then she asks about sexual discrimination. So, I am in the work sector, but I have not been in a situation where a boss went off on me because I was my own boss for many years. But I think, the last few times it happened was one when I was in training and they weren't really my boss. It was just somebody in the hospital. Surgeons would go off, start yelling, start screaming at you, throwing surgical trays. You know, you saw temper tantrums a lot in the 90s, and I think hospitals have really, you know, clamped down on that. But, so I remember people going off on complete rants then. And when I waited tables, I remember one of my managers start screaming and cussing at us and I using very, very bad language and threats. So, but I mean, I can only speak from the 90s. I can't really speak of how things used to be in the 80s and 70s, 60s, and 50s. My guess is it was way worse. So when you see somebody like this Georgia doctor who was yelling at her staff, telling them, you know, she's going to cut off the head and call the kids to watch the head roll down the hallway, I mean, that's just something you don't hear of anymore. Yeah, that stuff seemed to happen all the time in the past, but it's not really supposed to happen now. So I'm sure that many of you will say, no, actually, Dr. Dahlia, it does. People go on rants all the time, they threaten things, and nobody reports it. Now, yelling at women, okay, and not men, although it seems like he did, it seems like he actually took papers and, don't you hate that when somebody messes up your desk? My desk is messed up enough. I've never had somebody come in and throw all my papers on the floor. I did that to my husband though once. I got so mad that I took my arm and I went, let's say, the distance from my middle finger all the way up to mid-brachium. And I took that much surface area of my arm and I went up to his desk and I just did one fell swoop and everything on that desk flew. Oh, I was mad. I'm working on something and he's not and he's playing games. And I was like, I am done. And it felt good. It felt good to take my arm and just go shh, and all this crap falls all over the place. Then you walk away and he has to clean it up. Now, if my husband ever did that to my desk, I just don't clean it up. I just leave it. And then he looks for something on the desk. I go, it's on the floor. Well, yeah, that was 2 days ago. It's still on the floor. So then he'll clean it up. I only did that once to him. It felt good. Why does it feel good? Because you're mad. You're an animal. You want to hit something. You want to roar. Hey, I mean, you want to, but, you know, all you could do is, you know, knock over his pencils and calculator. It's paper clips. It's got to be enough, people. It's got to be enough. So this guy at Diana's work, he looks like he goes on a rant, and then he falls asleep. All right, so, yeah, some drugs will do that. You could be high on meth, coke, whatever. A drug could do that. Where you go through this kind of manic episode or this hyper episode, angry episode, and then you just come down and you fall asleep. The other possibility is maybe he's sleep-deprived, so he's just grumpy. I mean, not everybody who goes on a rant is on drugs. You have a lot of people that are just out of it. They're done. They're spent. They're emotionally spent, which is, I think, some of the scariest people on our planet. But we don't think about it. We don't talk about it. You know, your average coworker or boss could be your next killer. Isn't that crazy? We don't want to talk about that because that's not really, you know, politically correct and just, you know, don't want to talk. You don't want to tick anybody off. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, your boss comes to work drunk or high or something. So the other thing is maybe they decide to calm down. They're like, you know what, I'm going to lose my job, so let me take a Xanax. Maybe he took a Xanax and fell asleep. I don't know. Maybe he was drunk. So people get mad. Maybe some people, they have their outlet. They have their boost of adrenaline. They have their rush. They have their outlet. They do whatever. They yell and they scream. They push something. They touch something. And then they're done. They fall asleep. Now, if the average human needs to touch something when they're mad, you know, yelling doesn't sometimes do it. And when the average person is yelled at, they freeze and they stay quiet because they don't want to fuel the attack. So some of the attackers don't feel satisfied enough. And so they'll go to something physical. Personally, I think we should have punching bags in everybody's office so that they have something they could punch. This way they don't have to yell at staff. But some people don't like to punch a punching bag because it kind of hurts. Have you ever tried punching a punching bag? It's not very easy. I would rather throw a plate. There's something about throwing a plate and seeing it shatter that's very, I don't know, relaxing to me. I don't throw plates because, you know, if you buy plates, they're kind of expensive. Have you been to Target later? I think, like, plates could be, like, $4.99. I'm not going to lose $5 throwing a plate. But that's what they used to do in the older days. You could throw a plate. You could drop a plate. If you drop a plate and you see a crash, it kind of, it helps people. We got to be on, nobody, no, no, that's crazy. Breaking things is bad. Society doesn't like us breaking things. Well, I mean, didn't George Washington chop down cherry trees? He took an axe to a tree. That made him feel better. Now, what about the idea of Title IX? All right, I think Title IX doesn't apply to this because Title IX, I believe, has to do with institutions that receive financial assistance, kind of like a university. So if we look up Title IX, that is Title IX of the Education Amendments Act of 1972. So it's a federal law that says no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. So Title X applies more to any educational institution that receives funds, federal funds. But if we're talking about work, if you have a hostile work environment, it may fall under that. If the recipient of the hostile work environment is repeatedly one gender, the employer or the institution could possibly consider that then sexual harassment, where the only people getting harassed are, but it's really cloudy and gray with that. You know, if you are a supervisor and you yell at your employees and they happen to be women, that might fall more under a hostile work environment. And you can't do that. In this day and age, you're not supposed to have hostile work environments. There's new laws to protect you against that. So, here's the thing. I don't know if we need to have outlets. I think we are so worried about how to prosecute somebody that just has a meltdown that maybe we need to have opportunities for people to have their meltdown, you know? Now, taking a day off once in a while may help, but if you're, you know, if you go back to work and you get the same sort of, assault from, there's a lot of coworkers out there that do a lot of passive aggressive stuff. And, you know, maybe you have every right to be mad. But if you have this constant bombardment of crap coming your way and you feel like you need an outlet, maybe we need to schedule 5 minutes a day for you to go to a room and scream and throw stuff. Then you go back to work and you go, I'm good. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Pro Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallace, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you guys are going to see a major headline today on how to increase your, I guess, life expectancy, how to live longer. And many of you are like, Dr. Wax, you see what I have in savings? It's not going to work. I need to basically cut it off right as I turn 80. No. We don't need you doing that. But, I think there are a lot of things we could do to live a little longer than we want to. If you ask the average person who dies, they usually don't want to die right then and there or that week. The average person does not want to die when they die. Well, I don't know where the study is. It's hard to ask a person when they die, but they do. Okay? So, you know, the average person isn't, you know, on their deathbed, or they aren't, you know, older, surrounded by family, going, okay, I think I am ready to go right now. Some do. And being surrounded by family, like, you know, Barbara Bush, not that I'm sure she would have wanted to still, you know, be alive, etc., but she got to be surrounded by family, and she got to pass away as peacefully as she could. This is something that's a dream of all of ours, but it doesn't always happen that way. So, here are the 5 golden rules. This was published today in the Journal of Circulation, of how you could possibly increase your life by another decade. Obviously, Americans have a shorter lifespan, they say, than other high-income nations. Apparently, we're 31st on the longevity list, according to today. Why? Well, because of our diet, because of our lifestyle, our exercise, our commuting to work, and opiates, and other sorts of stupid stuff we do to ourselves. So Harvard researchers wanted to find out why, and they analyzed data from 2 major ongoing studies that included dietary, lifestyle, and medical information on more than 100,000 adults within the Nurses' Health Study and the Health Professionals' Follow-Up Study. And their results are a comparison of those who follow all 5 healthy behaviors to those who ascribe to none. Those living the healthiest lives ended up with a bonus of about 2 decades more of life, according to study's lead author, Yang-Ping Li. She is a research scientist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. So, what should we do? Number one, and again, I mean, don't fall, you know, out of your seat with this mind-boggling information. But one was eat a healthy diet. Follow what researchers call a high-quality diet. So what is a high-quality diet? French fries and potatoes. No. A diet high in fruits, vegetables, whole grains. Limit salt, limit sugar, and limit saturated fat. Now, I don't think the average woman could really limit sugar. We love our sugar, but maybe a little less of it. Rather than having a whole chocolate bar, maybe one Hershey's Kiss. Something like that. The second biggest lifestyle change is don't smoke. Smoking is the top risk factor for heart disease and various cancers. If we don't smoke, that's one of the best things we could do. Exercise regularly. The study looked at the impact of 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise a day. And the researchers' calculations were based on certain levels of exercise, weight, and dietary improvement. But you can get more bang for your buck by doing better than those baseline levels. So, 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise a day isn't 150 minutes a week, like what has been recommended. That's 210 minutes a week. Well, 7 times 30? Isn't it 210? Yeah, that's the math. Well, Dr. Wax, I need my weekends off. Okay, fine. Then. But you need to get a lot more exercise. So according to Dr. Lee, they say, for example, 1 hour a week of moderate physical activity was associated with around 3 to 4 years longer of life expectancy as compared to none. 3 hours a week of moderate to vigorous physical activity was associated with 6 years longer. So I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, I just did 13,000 steps yesterday. So how many more years do I get to live? Basically what they're doing is they're looking at the people who live longer. And the people that live longer, if they exercise more, then they calculated that it looks like those who exercised had a 10% gain or a 20% gain compared to other people. So it doesn't hurt. Can you still get cancer if you exercise and eat right? Absolutely. You know, stuff can still happen to you. But if it wasn't going to happen to you, bad stuff, adding exercise works. They say 6 hours per week of moderate to vigorous physical activity was associated with 8 years longer. So 6 hours, 6 times 60, is 360 minutes. How much exercise are you guys doing? No, I don't know. So I do about an hour a day plus. So if I do 60 times, that's 420. I know. Well, Lottie, flip the dot to me. All right. They say moderate exercise, even for a few minutes at a time, can lower cancer risk and repair heart disease. Now, they say keep trim. If you could keep your weight below overweight level with a BMI between 18.5 and 24.9, you will do well. A high body mass index is one of the leading causes of death worldwide. And then number five was drink moderately. They say this recommendation comes with a caveat because some studies say that alcohol consumption, okay, come with a heightened risk of cancer. So drinking moderately to me means quit getting drunk. If you're going to drink, do once in a blue moon. But some people may say, no, 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 it means I should have alcohol. I should have alcohol every day. We still don't have a verdict on this, and I wish we did, people. I know it's frustrating. One study found that 5 alcoholic drinks per week could shorten life by 2 years. Others have found that one drink, just one drink, is enough to cause cancer. Others have found that centenarians who drink alcohol, chalk their success up to their alcohol. So, what does that mean? Well, people, if you notice, in these lifestyle changes, they don't talk about vitamins. They don't talk about taking supplements. They don't talk about standing at work. They don't talk about bicycling to work. Right? What this means, this is good news. This means that if you have, unfortunately, some habits that you can't get out of, you can maybe combat or negate some of them by doing these 5 things. Avoiding smoking, avoiding excessive alcohol, exercising more, eating well. I wish I'd have sleep. I wish I'd throw sleep on there, but they didn't. And then keeping your weight down. So a lot of these people would say we're no-brainers. But what everybody else wants to know is, well, how do I not get the pancreatic cancer that all of a sudden took out my buddy without any warning? How do I not die like Steve Jobs? How do I not get Parkinson's and want to kill myself like Robin Williams? How do I not get Parkinson's like Michael J. Fox? Okay, we can't answer that. We can't answer why certain people get certain things. Alan Thicke, I believe he had an aneurysm or an aortic dissection. John Ritter had an aortic dissection where the artery wall starts to split and blood goes into the artery wall, not going to where it needs to. Could either cause a rupture or just somebody to not get the blood they need because the blood is going into the wall of the artery and not where it's supposed to. There's a whole variety of bad things that happen out there. Val Kilmer battling throat cancer. All right? You know, your job with anything is to, one, enjoy life. Enjoy every day. Every day. Now, some of you are like, well, I'm not enjoying the show. Okay, you do need some education. So let me teach you, and then you can shut the show off and enjoy your day. All right? So one is you have to enjoy life. If you're not enjoying life, you lose it. Number two is if anything starts to seem a little off, get it checked out. When in doubt, check it out. And get something checked out early. If 1 in 2 people get some sort of cancer, whether it's a skin cancer or whatever, then know that that could be you and, you know, make sure your doctor looks for it. Not running a bunch of expensive tests, but just as aware. 1-877-DR-LA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. We really do appreciate it. We appreciate you guys tuning in as well. Medical, or not medical headlines, but headlines today have been all, I guess, a buzz about what happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, just to give you guys a quick recap, I didn't really watch a lot of the video footage. I don't really care. You know, let the White House correspondents hang out, have their parties. You know, whenever there's a fancy party that I'm not invited to, I really don't care about it that much. But apparently, there was, I thought, a no-name. I don't know who this person is. But now she is all over the news and has made herself pretty, pretty famous. The name is Michelle Wolf. And she made herself famous by being rude, vile, and just outright, I think, trashy. But she got the news. And she's a comedian. And she hosted Saturday night's White House Correspondents' Dinner. Not sure how she got the gig. But my guess is because she's left-leaning. And she was spewing out insults, and you couldn't really hear in the video a lot of laughter, which makes Thish think that she bombed. So, apparently she directed her rants at Trump administration officials, members of Congress, okay, and Huckabee Sanders. And her comments about White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders did cause some uncomfortable silence in the room and a media backlash. Many commentators thought her lines about Sanders were inappropriate because she was kind of making fun of her physical appearance, the way she does her makeup, that she lies. Mike Huckabee, her father, right, who was former governor, presidential candidate, Fox News correspondent, slammed the speech for celebrating bullying, vulgarity, and hate, adding that his daughter handled the jabs professionally, but I pray her kids never see this. And she actually did. When you walk, by the way, I thought Sarah Sanders looked excellent with her hair up. I thought she was beautiful. I thought she did a great job. I for people to make fun of other people's looks, that is really sick. Okay, and we all do it. We all make fun of each other. I mean, that's how our friends used to, bully us. And, Dahlia, I can't see your face, behind your nose. I get that. Some of them were even a little bit more vulgar than that. Dahlia, please, I cannot see around your boobies. Like, what are you trying to see? Okay, you're in the way. Move. And people do that, and it's ridiculous, it's vulgar, but they don't win a spot to open or to, present at a White House Correspondents' Dinner. She does. And it was sad to see that kind of stuff. And it was uncomfortable to watch. And luckily, Sarah Sanders handled it with a lot of class. You saw who had the class. And also very classy are some of these reporters coming out saying, no, this was not cool. This was not cool. People are looking at, for example, Maggie Haberman from New York Times spoke highly of Sarah Sanders, saying that at press secretary sat and absorbed intense criticism of her physical appearance, her job performance, and so forth, instead of walking out on national television, was impressive. Mike Brzezinski said, watching a wife and mother be humiliated on national TV for her looks is deplorable. I've experienced insults about my appearance from the president. Oh, please. She writes, all women have a duty to unite when these attacks happen, and the WHCA, White House Correspondents Association, owes Sarah an apology. I agree. So what were some of the things that she said? Well, I guess she said, I'm starstruck when it comes to Sarah Sanders. I love you as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale. Mike Pence, if you haven't seen it, you would love it. She says, I think she's really resourceful, like she burns facts, then uses the ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies. It's not even funny. Not even funny. And so, maybe we're going to have a little bit of a movement of quit being jerks to each other. The hate. Here's the other thing that blows my mind about everything going on from a psychological standpoint. Some people think that they actually have an audience for this sort of crap. I don't know if you guys have been watching any of the primetime shows, but a lot of the little primetime shows will make digs against Trump. A lot of them do. Just outright. They'll even show President Trump on there. Or they'll just, make digs, make comments. And I'm like, why would they do that? Don't they know who their listeners and their viewers are? There's some people that I would not think that was cool. I mean, you didn't really in primetime have a lot of anti-Obama. stuff. Maybe a joke or two about Obamacare. You know, maybe there were jokes or two about Reaganomics. People would always joke about George Bush, read my lips. All right, so that stuff happens, you know. But to the degree that this administration is getting, you wonder, does Hollywood or do the press kind of know who they're preaching to? And so they actually think that they could get up there, like this Michelle Wolf, do a whole routine that rips on Sarah Sanders, and that's going to be acceptable. You see, like, as a comedian, and I've done some stand-up and stuff, when you come up with your routine and your jokes, you always think about what is the audience going to like. Is the audience going to laugh at this? No, duh. You don't make a joke that you don't think the audience is going to laugh at. Now, some jokes may be funny, but the audience may not laugh at it if there's somebody else in the room. Maybe something is funny in a basement somewhere, but it's not funny at a gala. I've done that where I've made jokes, and depending on, and this is a great example. I love my students. My students are amazing. And whenever I'm teaching a class and there's no other faculty there, the jokes rock. But if there's other faculty there, even though there's laughter, there's always less. People are afraid when there's other people there. They just act different. They're less loose. So here, duh, you're making jokes. There's somebody there that you're making fun of that's going to be sitting right there to your left. Don't, as a comedian, you have to know, which is why I'm blown away why this woman is, you know, considered a comedian. Wasn't funny at all. But you're always aware of who is going to be in the room because you don't want a joke to bomb. You want your jokes to fly. All of us have had jokes that bombed. All of us. Even those of us that aren't comedians. It sucks when you have a joke that bombs. So you prepare for that. You write for that. And you make sure you do jokes that are going to be well received. And since you don't know your audience completely, you don't know where they lie politically. Yes, you could, you know, make a joke about Obamacare or whatever, and you could make it funny. But when you start to go to a point where you insult something that some people, maybe a lot of people are relieved. Maybe, you know, Trump has offered people some safety, some economic relief that they didn't have years ago. The recession sucked. You don't know who you're talking to. And so a person who is competent in that will know, will be aware. So, to me, what that means is there's this culture of hatred out there where some people are naive to think that everybody hates. That everybody hates on Sarah Sanders or the president or the White House administration or whatever. And when they think that they have that sort, that's kind of dangerous. Because then they spur more hate. They think that they have a base that they could, you know, call to arms. I believe Andrea Mitchell also gets credit for criticizing what happened. So, I think Michelle is going to become famous because of this. But I think she owes the White House a huge apology, especially Sarah Sanders. And Sarah Sanders just upped 70 ranks in class, as far as I'm concerned. 1-877-DR-ALLIE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.